Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. Well, this time around, we're going to start off with the upcoming Bluegrass Ramble, the 2017 edition of the annual World of Bluegrass Festival is on the way, and we have some information on the acts playing the Bluegrass Ramble nightclub shows. This year's model boasts a solid local contingent with several North Carolina-connected acts. It will happen during IBMA's World of Bluegrass, September 26th through the 30th, at various spots around downtown Raleigh with club venues including King's, Lincoln Theater, Poor House, Vintage Church, the Architect Bar, and Raleigh Convention Center. Last year's World of Bluegrass set another attendance record, drawing a total of more than 200,000 people to its events. North Carolina groups scheduled for the Bluegrass Ramble are from all over the state, such as Jonathan Bird from Carrboro, Cane Mill Road from Deep Gap, Fireside Collective from Asheville, Caroline Gallagher from Southern Pines, Hank, Patty, and the Current from Raleigh, Salt and Light, the Moore Family Band, Graham, and Travers Chandler and Avery County. They're from Taylorsville. Again, the World of Bluegrass is set for September 26th through the 30th. Upcoming at the Red Hat Amphitheater on South McDowell Street in Raleigh, Friday, May 12th, it's Bastille. Sunday, May 14th, Double X. Friday, May 26th, Maxwell with Ladisi and Leela James. Tuesday, June 6th, it's Glass Animals. And Wednesday, June 14th, Dirty Heads and Soja. At the Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek, Friday, May 12th, Chris Stapleton, along with Brothers Osborne and Lucy Silvas. Saturday, May 13th, Future Migos, Tori Lanez, and Kodak Black. Wednesday, May 17th, the Kings of Leon and Deer Hunter. Saturday, May 20th, is Brad Paisley, Dustin Lynch, Chase Bryant, and Lindsay L. Sunday, June 14th, it's Train, Natasha Bedingfield, and OAR. And Thursday, June 15th, Lady Antebellum, Kelsey Ballerini, and Brett Young. We're going to switch to the schedule for Cary's Cocobooth Amphitheater on Regency Parkway in Cary, of course. Wednesday, May 10th, it's Yolanda Rubin, part of the Hobnob Jazz Series. Yolanda Rabin. Wednesday, May 17th, Mint Julep Jazz Band. Sunday, May 21st, the Triangle Brass and Youth Bands will do John Williams music from Star Wars and Harry Potter. Wednesday, May 24th, Peter Lamb and the Wolves, part of the Hobnob Jazz Series. Saturday, May 27th, the North Carolina Symphony Summerfest 2017, New World Symphony. Sunday, May 28th, an American Celebration, the Best of Broadway. Wednesday, May 31st, Marcus Anderson, part of the Hobnob Jazz Series. Saturday, June 3rd, part of the North Carolina Symphony Summerfest 2017 schedule. It's Romantic Broadway with music from Phantom of the Opera. Wednesday, June 7th, Paul Simon. Friday, June 9th, again, part of the North Carolina Symphony Summerfest 2017, Classics Under the Stars. Saturday, June 10th, it's another Symphony Summerfest, A Space Spectacular. Saturday, June 17th, also Symphony Summerfest schedule, and evening in France. Okay, we're going to take a look at some of the Carolina music festivals around the state. May 11th through the 13th, it's Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver's Bluegrass Festival. The Bluegrass Greats annual festival includes a golf tournament on Thursday and on Saturday, a free children's area with rides and games, and cooking demonstrations and tastings. Bands typically play afternoon and evening sets, though headliners may not. The festival is in its 37th year, and the site is Denton Farm Park. May 11th through the 14th, it's The Leaf in Black Mountain. It's the semi-annual Lake Eden Arts Festival, or LEAF, and it embraces world music, new ageism, and the outdoors. The festival site is Camp Rockmount. May 12 and 13, North Carolina Brewers and Music Festival in Huntersville. This celebration of music, North Carolina, and its craft brewing traditions presents about a half dozen bands, free beer tastings, and information about beer making, food, children's activities, and vendors representing local merchants and nonprofit groups. The festival site is the historic Rural Hill. May 12 and 13, Union Grove Old Time Fiddlers Convention in Union Grove. The convention is 2 days of competitions for old-time and bluegrass music bands, individual musicians, and dancers. The festival site is Van Hoy Farms. May 18th through the 21st, it's Moogfest in Durham. The festival presents cutting-edge music by early pioneers in electronic music and pop and avant-garde experimentalists of today in venues throughout Durham. Festival sites include American Tobacco Campus, Art Institute, Bull McCabe's, Carolina Theater, Motor Co., and Pinhook. All right, May 19 and 20, Carolina Roots Music Fest. This is in Statesville. This festival celebrates diverse music styles performed by nationally known, regional, and local artists in a benefit for National Balloon Rally Charities Incorporated. The festival site is Statesville Regional Airport. May 19 and 20 as well, it's the Beaufort Music Festival. The festival presents Friday evening shows downtown and an all-day show Saturday on two stages. The festival also presents food trucks, kids' activities, and more. The festival site is the downtown Beaufort waterfront. May 19th through the 21st, it's Artsplosure, and that's, of course, in Raleigh. The Artsplosure Street Festival draws large crowds for performances by one or two national acts, plus several local and regional bands, alongside visual art displays and kids' arts activities downtown. The festival site is all along Fayetteville Street. May 20th, it's the Carolina Blues Festival in Greensboro. Celebrating its 31st year this year, the Piedmont Blues Preservation Society's Carolina Blues Festival is the longest-running blues festival in the Southeast. The festival site is Greensboro's Barber Park. May 20th as well, Durham Blues and Brews Festival in Durham. In addition to bands, the festival features about 20 local craft beers in 12-ounce pours meant to eliminate long lines. Local food trucks are on hand as well, and the whole thing is a benefit for the Exchange Family Center, which works with families to prevent child abuse and neglect. This is an adults-only event. The festival site is Durham Central Park. Also on May 20th, Atlantic Beach Music Festival, of course in Atlantic Beach. The free festival on the boardwalk at the Circle in Atlantic Beach presents a day of beach music. It's in its fourth year. May 21st, the Mustang Spring Jam in Corolla. The Mustang Spring Jam is a benefit for the Corolla Wild Horse Fund, and the festival site is Mike Diana's Grill Room. May 25th through the 27th, Little John's Mountain Music Festival in Snow Camp. This renamed family-oriented bluegrass show on Memorial Day weekends offers top names in bluegrass plus several vendors, and their full-service campground has a fishing pond and hot showers. This is the festival's 39th year, and the site is the Cane Creek Campground and RV Park. May 26th and 27th, Willow Oak Park Beach Music Festival in Roxborough. This beach music show features bands each afternoon and evening, plus a covered dance floor and DJs playing between live performances. The festival site is Roxborough's Willow Oak Park. May 26th and through the 28th, Fiddler's Grove Festival in Union Grove. The Van Hoy family presents the oldest continuous old-time fiddler's convention in North America. The festival site is Fiddler's Grove Campground. May 26th through the 28th, Mountain Sports Festival in Asheville. May 26th through the 28th, White Squirrel Festival in Brevard. May 26th through the 29th, Gears and Guitars Music Fest in Winston-Salem. And May 29th, Carl Sandburg Folk Music Festival in Flat Rock. All right, let's take a look at some of the things going on in communities around the Triangle. Carytown events. You've got the 2017 Chatham Street Chowdown Series. This is, of course, Food Truck Rodeo, June 25th, July 30th, and October 1st. Your favorite food trucks plus local beer and wine vendors will line the streets along with seating areas and music from local performers. The events run 12:30 to 5. Live at Lunch Series, Thursdays in May, Fidelity Bank Plaza from 11:30 to 1:30. May 11th, it's Garrett Newton Duo. May 18th, Jimmy Weaver. And May 25th, it's E.G. Peters. May 12th through the 14th in Cary, The Neverending Story by Cary Youth Theater. Saturday, May 13th, it's Ritmo Latino Festival. May 20th, which is a Saturday, Paper Hand Puppet Innovation. Show starts at 3. Then we've got a listing of concerts that are coming up in Bond Park at Sertoma Amphitheater this summer. All concerts are free and held Saturday evenings at 7. May 13th, Loose Strings Band, an all-female band from Galax, Virginia. June 10th, Tyler Hughes and Sam Gleaves. They play old-time country music and newly written songs from the Appalachian Mountains. July 8th, it's Al Strong. Trumpet player Al Strong is best known in the Triangle's growing jazz scene. August 12th, it's Jonathan Bird and the Pickup Cowboy, musical gunslingers, vaudevillian hucksters, and old-fashioned tent revivalists. Okay, also in Cary, the Starlight Concert Series, held Friday evenings at 7, unless noted, at the Paige Walker Arts and History Center. Concerts are free. June 2nd, it's the Polka Plus Band. June 23rd, Celebration of Bluegrass. July 14th, Greg Gelb and the Second Line Stompers. And August 4th, it is Jamrock. Okay, 140 West Franklin Plaza in Chapel Hill, Friday evening 6 to 9. May 12th, it's the Cirque du Plaza with Down to Earth Aerials. The Live in a District Music Series in Morrisville has scheduled concerts each Thursday, 6:30 to 9, through June 8th. Coming up, May 11th, Kalen and Haley Witters. May 18th, West Street Band. May 25th, Muscadine Bloodline. June 1st, McKaylee Buck Band. And June 8th, Brittany Marie. The Wake Forest Six Sundays concerts return to Joyner Park. The concerts are free and are held from 5 to 7. Two events have already been held. May 14th, E.G. Peters Band. May 21st, Hank Patty and the Current. May 28th, Walking for Pennies. And then on June 4th, there will be a Pinecone show. Okay, moving to Clayton and the Clayton Center. Saturday, May 13th, Johnston County Chorale with Broadway Musical Magic, performances at 2 and 7. Saturday, July 22nd, the 2017 Women's Health and Wellness Expo, that's from 10 to 3. Then July 28 and 29, along with August 3 through 5, Clayton Youth Theater presents Little Shop of Horrors. Okay, Holly Springs Cultural Center, all events 7:30 unless noted. Tuesday, May 16th, Carolina Puppet Theater presents The Gingerbread Man. Saturday, May 20th, at the Holly Springs Cultural Center, Route 55 Jazz Orchestra. June 6 and 20, Carolina Puppet Theater presents The Little Red Hen. June 7, 8, and 10, and then the 12th through the 17th, it's Finding Patience, several performances telling the story of Holly Springs from the Civil War to present day. Garner Performing Arts Center on West Garner Road in Garner. Friday, June 23rd, it's Elvis on Tour. Saturday, June 15th, Motherless Child, the play. And Saturday, July 29th, Sins of My Father. Okay, switching gears a little bit, we're going to take a look at the lineup for the Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. All programs start at 8 p.m. unless noted. All right, Saturday and Sunday, May 13 and 14, it's Peter Pan. General admission is $20, kids up to 10 are $14, and seniors and students, $17. Tuesday, May 16th, Robert Randolph and the Family Band. Many musicians claim that they grew up in the church, but for Robert Randolph, that is literally the case. The renowned pedal steel guitarist, vocalist, and songwriter led such a cloistered childhood and adolescence that he heard no secular music while growing up. If it wasn't being played inside the House of God Church in Orange, New Jersey, Randolph simply didn't know it existed. His show tickets start at $25. Tuesday, May 23rd, rocker George Thorogood and the Destroyers. It's that moment when the house lights go down and the audience erupts. A drum beat punches through the darkness, and the stage lights, almost blindingly bright at first, reveal a killer band ready to unleash a catalog of classic hits like none other. That familiar snarl of a slide guitar rips open the room, and you know you're about to experience a bad-to-the-bone icon at his very best. Tickets start at $59.50. Monday, June 5th, it's Joe Jackson. Jackson started out on violin, then switched to piano to become a composer. Tickets start at $49.50. Tuesday, June 6th, it's Toto. Grammy Award-winning band Toto has been setting standards in the music industry for decades, and in 2013 marked the 35th anniversary of their debut album, Toto. Tickets start at $49.50. Wednesday, June 21st, it's Dave Mason, All Together Again, or excuse me, Alone Together Again. Originally released in 1970, Dave Mason's Alone Together is one of America's most beloved classic rock albums. Tickets start at $34.50. And then on Wednesday, July 5th, at Carolina Theater, the Soggy Bottom Boys. They're the award-winning or Grammy Award-winning supergroup of musicians assembled to perform the soundtrack for the major motion picture, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? And again, that's Wednesday, July 5th. Switching to the Durham Performing Arts Center, lots of shows to talk about. Thursday, May 11th, it's Pixies. Friday, May 12th through Sunday, May 14th, Chicago. This triumphant hit musical is the recipient of 6 Tony Awards, 2 Olivier Awards, a Grammy, thousands of standing ovations, and now the #1 longest-running American musical in Broadway history. Tuesday, May 16th, Triangle Rising Stars. Wednesday, May 17th, The Tenors. Saturday, May 20th, Paw Patrol Live, Race to the Rescue. It's the day of the great race between Adventure Bay's Mayor Goodway and Foggy Bottom's Mayor Humdinger. But Mayor Goodway is nowhere to be found. Paw Patrol to the rescue. Ryder summons Marshall, Chase, Sky, Rubble, Rocky, Zuma, and the newest pup, Everett, to rescue Mayor Goodway. Tuesday, May 23rd through Sunday, May 28th, Finding Neverland tells the incredible story behind one of the world's most beloved characters, Peter Pan. Tuesday, June 6th through Sunday, June 11th, The King and I, one of Rodgers and Hammerstein's finest works, boasts a score which features a number of beloved classics. Thursday, June 15th, it is the opening night gala for the American Dance Festival, featuring several North Carolina dance companies. And then on Sunday, June 18th, it is Dan TDM. It's a household name for many young families across the globe, and now he can be seen in real life. The show takes families on a journey through the digital world as Dan, his online and real-life friends, and maybe even a few audience members try and save the day, solving puzzles and playing games as they go. The show starts at 2 o'clock. Music on the Plaza at Durham's Northgate Mall, Friday evenings 6:30 to 9. May 12th, Handsome Al and the Lookers with Emma Davis. May 26th, Mel Melton and the Wicked Mojos, along with John D. Holman. June 2nd, Beauty Operators. June 16th, The Entertainers. And then on June 30th, The Magnificents, partnering with Durham's Ronald McDonald House to kick off their Christmas in July celebration. Mondo Roots Cultural Arts and Music Festival, Saturday, June 3rd, downtown Clayton. Mondo Roots is a diverse festival, striking, interesting, and engaging. And the root of this festival is to give the surrounding communities an all-encompassing festival celebrating different cultures and different walks of life. The festival is free and will be held in the heart of downtown Clayton's historic district. Festival hours are from noon until 8 p.m. Duke University's Music in the Gardens is back for the summer. All 8 concerts are held at Sarah P. Duke Gardens on Wednesdays at 7. A couple of those events, June 7th, it's Flock of Dimes. June 14th, Robert Finley. June 21st, Robbie Foulkes. And June 28th, Loamlands. We mentioned earlier about Artsplosure, of course, coming up May 19th through the 21st. For the first time, the festival takes place entirely on Fayetteville Street with a fully programmed music stage anchoring the northern end of the event and Architects of Air's Luminarium installation taking over City Plaza. The festival opens at 11 a.m. on May 19th and features nearly 180 visual artists from across North Carolina and the country. Musical performances kick off at 5 p.m. on the main stage. Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, Friday and Saturday, May 12 and 13, it is Dixie's Tupperware Party. Friday, May 12th, Brahms Symphony #1, Friday Favorites with the North Carolina Symphony. That's at May Mandy Concert Hall at noon. Saturday, May 13th, an afternoon of Dr. Seuss. There are two performances, 1 and 4 o'clock. This is at May Mandy Concert Hall. Tuesday, May 16th, John Meacham, North Carolina Museum of History Foundation Lecture Series. Meacham is one of America's most prominent public intellectuals and a skilled raconteur with a depth of knowledge about politics, religion, and current affairs that helps his audience understand how historical events and current issues intersect. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater at 7. Wednesday, May 18th, Carl Denson's Tiny Universe, Fletcher Opera Theater at 8 o'clock. May 18th through the 21st, Carmen, Carolina Ballet. Carmen is so rich with the allure and bravado of this sultry tale that it led the Washington Post to pronounce that the best full evening story ballets of the past quarter century are currently being choreographed in Raleigh. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Friday and Saturday, May 19 and 20, Russian Nights, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series, May Mandy Concert Hall, and the performances are at 8 o'clock both nights. Sunday, May 21st, Damian Escobar, Fletcher Opera Theater at 8 o'clock. May 23rd through the 28th, it's Matilda, the musical, Broadway Series South and North Carolina Theater. Time Magazine's number one show of the year, winner of 50 international awards, including 4 Tony Awards. Matilda the Musical is the story of an extraordinary girl who, armed with a vivid imagination and a sharp mind, dares to take a stand and change her own destiny. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Friday, May 26th, it's Dilip Show 2017. This is at May Mandy Concert Hall at 7. And finally, May 31st through June 11th, entertainment in the form of Smokey Joe's Cafe Theater Raleigh, and this is at Kennedy Theater. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, triangleredingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions about this program, please don't hesitate to give us a call at 919-832-5138. Again, that's 919-832-5138. So long until next time.